It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Today, part two of Tom Martin's conversation with Asbury University Dean of Communication Arts, Jim Owens, about the new film certification program launched in partnership with the Kentucky Film Office. The project looks to train skilled workers for work on film crews making movies in the Commonwealth.
Any idea how active film production is in this state?
The Film Office is now saying that I think it's 36 films have been shot in the state this year. And we know we're getting a real uptick in film production companies contacting Asbury University saying, can we shoot in your studio? Do you have students that could help us or graduates? Who do you know? Because I think they really want to spend as much as they can in Kentucky. That helps them, with that film incentive. It's business. So with that uptick in demand, we're trying to find and build that base to fulfill the need.
And to put that number in perspective, I think the Arts and Heritage Cabinet says that typically we have about two films being shot here in Kentucky in a year, and you just said 36 in the past year and a half or so. So that's a pretty good uptick.
It is.
What is the employment potential? What sorts of skills are being sought?
We are starting out with basically 10 different certifications, and they include things like first assistant camera. That's someone that would assist the camera operator. We have set construction. So we're looking for people who enjoy design or are even existing painters or construction personnel who, with a little bit of extra, can easily market themselves then to the film industry coming in. They understand the industry a little better because they do build differently. You build a set for temporary use compared to a home, which is built for permanent or long term. So there's a difference in the way they build. We're working with Gripen Electric. Those are the people who set up the lights, who set up all the power. So if we've got electricians, for example, who are unemployed, they could, with some training, be able to redirect some of their work and hopefully pick up additional work for some of the films that are coming in. For students, you know, we're looking at building on the education they're already getting from their universities. So there seemed to be a pretty broad number of entry-level positions. Most of them start out as a production assistant, which is just the very basics, and then work their way up.
And so what are the course loads and the costs of participating in the program?
The costs range from about $200 up to $1,000. And it will depend on a number of things. For example, Gripen Electric, when you're learning electricity and all the various lights and light stands and how to set them up and rig them from with other devices, that takes multiple days of training. And we are actually hiring Gripen Electric companies here in Lexington or Louisville to bring their truck in, set it up, and work with them. So we're paying them their day rate. We're creating some jobs in that alone. So that is a more expensive one. That costs around $500. But our goal all the way through determining price and how we set this up is based on the idea that a participant can recoup their money within 2 weeks of working in the industry.
You mentioned a website again that can be checked out to consider whether or not to go into it.
Yes, it actually launched last week, kyfilmcertification.com. We already have students or participants signed up and beginning the process.
Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.